Hostile guests, welcome back. Thank you for checking in once again with me, Brian Perkins. As always, we try to make your stay here as comfortable as possible. And what we like to do here as a tradition is kick things off with a little bit of a story when you check in. Guests past have come by and shared amazing adventures, and we have one for you this evening. But before we get into that, we want to ask you all, hostile guests, if you could please leave a review, share the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and definitely download it. It helps the hostel grow like you wouldn't believe. And everything that we do here goes right back to making this place that much more comfortable for your next stay. Now, without any further ado, let's get into this story. What do you get when you take a decades-old friendship between two brothers from another mother and put them on motorcycles and send them across the U.S. from Southern Cal to Firehouse Hostel here in Austin, Texas? You get one hell of a story. Sit back, relax, before you put your stuff down, grab a beer or whatever, glass of water, because we know you've been traveling forever and a day, and have a listen.
We do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system, and it works. I came here to give you these facts.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Ain't like you got shit to do tomorrow. You don't have to go to work. I'll take it in.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back to Be Hostel. I am your host, Brian Perkins, and we are still at Firehouse Hostel in Austin, Texas. And it's still a pretty good day. We've had some pretty good interviews so far, and we're just going to keep it rolling. I'm supposed to speak as though these episodes are, you know, different from each other, but they're not. I'm recording all on the same day, so just want you all to know that. And across from me, I have
Evan Liao
and
John Emberson.
How old are you, Evan?
I'm 23 years old.
How old are you, John?
I'm 24.
Where are you from, Evan?
Southern California.
Born and raised California.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, you know, in the spirit of trying to keep Austin weird, tell me how the hell you got to Firehouse Hostel.
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. How long do I have here? I don't know. So we started in Southern California. Like we said, we were both born and raised in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Moved around a bit around there, but we kind of came to a point in our lives where we weren't happy with where we were and decided to really do something that would make us happy, which is travel, and something we've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. We kind of had one night, we always talked about leaving leaving California and where we were from, but it really didn't seem like it was always in the distance, you know what I mean? Like, one day we'll get to it, and one day we'll figure shit out, and one day we'll quit our jobs or whatever it is. But then we kept putting it off and putting it off. And then one day we had a conversation in like at night after he got home from work, because we were living together. I was living at his parents' house.
Oh, and wait a minute. What did you guys do for work?
I worked at a aerospace company, Northrop Grumman, and he worked as a...
I was a construction worker. Yeah, okay. Just a heavy-duty mechanic, HDR. And he actually picked me up one night, and it was like a two-hour drive back. And, you know, we were just talking, and he was like, hey, dude, I want to leave. He's like, I'm over my work. He already talked to me before. He's mm-hmm. like, I'm over it. Like, I just want to leave. I was like, no, I know. But I was in an apprenticeship, and I was like, you know, if you could just wait a couple... It's always the what ifs, right? Mm-hmm. And so we sat there, and we were just... talking about this elaborate plan, right?
Yeah.
Basically, like, what if we did this, what were we going to do? What are we going to do? If we do it tomorrow, what would be our plan be? And
yeah.
We just started from there.
Yeah. And so he's the motorcycle guy, and we both ride motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to travel, and he loves riding motorcycles. We both love riding motorcycles, but he was like, we should do it on a motorcycle. And we're like, fuck yeah, let's do it on a motorcycle.
Wait a minute, you guys have traveled here on a motorcycle?
Yeah, a motorcycle.
From California?
Yeah, from California.
Like on one motorcycle or two motorcycles?
Yeah, two motorcycles.
Okay, yeah. I was like, in my mind?
No, I know,
just
right?
Excuse me, because yeah. It's like, I have Dumb and Dumber in my head.
Yeah, we're
not
two
to say
up.
That you guys are dumb, yeah. But I just had their like them driving to Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, no, I'm just holding on to his waist
yeah,
the entire time.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, just go, man, just go.
No.
Icicles coming from another.
Right, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you guys came here on two motorcycles.
Yeah, so we decided to leave our jobs, quit our jobs, sell everything we owned, and then we took off on our bike. We bought Africa Twins. We bought Honda Africa Twins.
Well, we have to go back. It's funny because we were all talking about this, and in his mind he was already set. Mm-hmm. And I was back, and I was like, yeah, that's something I want to do. And I was like, I don't know, man, this is huge, you know. And
what were some of the cons coming up in your head? Like, oh man,
well, what could go wrong? Yeah,
could go wrong.
The biggest thing is I had a great job, and I was like, both of us were, and I was telling him too. I was like, dude, I know you don't like a job, but it's really good. It's a solid security. Like, we're gonna be making good money, and we always talked about, like, you know, getting a house that we can rent out. You know, it's like, it's hard to do it on your own in California. So yeah. we were
seriously considering buying a house in California. It's not feasible with, you know.
And how long had you guys known each other at this point?
We've known each other for 10 years almost.
Yeah, since freshman high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Everybody I know from high school is either dead or in jail.
Yeah, right.
So I'm glad that you guys have like stuck to that. Yeah, so that's the dynamic between you two. You like, you just like kind of like lifelong friends.
Yeah,
you
know,
decade worth of friendship.
We do get along really well. Sometimes it's kind of weird because we do get along pretty well. But
I think the best way to describe it is we're like long lost brothers.
Right.
Honestly.
I was about to say, do you guys have other siblings? And it's like, but
yeah,
you two are brothers. It's
yeah.
Like, well, F all of those other siblings. Yeah. Like, no, I like John. Yeah, I like Evan. You know, you're going to be the best man in my wedding because my brother sucks.
No, it is kind of weird because we do get along very well, and I mean, we definitely have very similar interests and similar personalities, but it's good because we are different in a lot of ways.
That's true.
We do kind of play off each other. Mm-hmm. but yeah, so we did, so we had like that conversation one night, and we were like, this is it, like we're not happy with where we are, and some of the cons, like you were saying, like I had a long-term girlfriend that I couldn't see myself marrying, or, you know, there was a lot of, you know, stuff of revolving around that. And that was probably my biggest, you know, holdback in terms of like this and everything. But once I started to realize that, you know, I really need to kind of focus on what I want to do in life and, you know, move on from some of the stuff
What did your parents say? My parents would have just like wrecked shop on me at 23.
Yeah, but honestly, I was surprised because John and I both were like, his parents are way more chill than my parents.
I was nervous for him.
Okay.
I was nervous for
him. So you have the strict parents, Evan.
Yes. Yeah, I have the stricter parents. I mean, they're a lot more chill now. But yeah, like when I decided to leave, I was like, oh man, I got to tell my parents. And I hadn't lived with them for about 5 years. So it was, I was out of the house already, but it was still a conversation that I was not looking forward to. But John's parents were a lot easier.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of has to do with that. My family loves to travel. And then as soon as I said that, like my mom even traveled and she's like, no, I get it. You know, and my parents are always really cool growing up. Like I just be out, and he was the other side of where his mom would get mad at me for being out, you know? So we had very opposite parenthoods
Sure. Yeah. My parents didn't even know I owned a motorcycle.
Before,
I was like, I'm going to leave. I'm just going to start traveling on a motorcycle. So yeah, my dad was a little shocked, but
give me a motorcycle travel story.
I had an accident right now yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
There was a car I thought was parked down the street.
Did you hit a parked car?
I didn't hit the parked car. Oh. The car hit me.
Oh,
I went around it. We do DoorDash on our bikes. That's how we make money we're traveling. So I was trying to, I dropped off like a delivery or whatever, and I was driving down like a residential street, and the car I thought was parked wasn't stopped, and it started turning as I was passing it, and it swiped like the back end of my, and I flew into the sidewalk.
Are you serious?
The first motorcycle accident I've ever been in. Luckily, I escaped unharmed, and my bike's totally fine. It's a little scratched up, but it has nice crash bars on it, so it's fine. That's my motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't know how.
That's like stuck in my. I don't know.
Say,
either.
I'm looking
I'm
at
lucky.
You right now. Like there's like barely a scratch.
No,
on
I'm
you.
I'm very lucky to. Yeah. It was pretty scary.
Okay. But.
He called me and he's like, I just been in an accident. I was like, what? I stopped and I was like, I went and I saw him. The first thing I said, I was like, I was looking at him and like nothing was ripped. Everything was just fine. And no scratches. I'm like, you weren't in an accident. No way.
No. Yeah. I was really lucky. I had my helmet on and everything, but Yeah, really lucky to make him wake out of that.
When you're thinking about this trip and you're like, oh, we're going to do this on motorcycles, what's the end game?
Well, the end game, so in our minds, when we left, this is our plan. It's changed. Now we really don't have we have a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. We have a direction, but an end game, we don't know. But our goal still is to travel across the U.S., make it to the East Coast. From there, he has family in the U.K. that we're going to go ship our bikes over and then ride through the U.K., through Europe, and then make it to Australia. Because in our minds, Australia is the end all, the
paradise.
It's paradise. Paradise. Because we're from Southern California, so we like to surf. And it's girls in Australia. It's just everything in Australia that's our goal. So, but who knows? Maybe we get there, we don't like it. So then, I don't know.
That's what we're realizing is further down we go on the road. It's we're trying to plan months and months in advance. And it's not about that. It's what's the week to come? It's crazy. We just ended up in Austin. We didn't think we were going to stay here as long as we did, but we want to stay longer. Yeah. It's all about the places that we see. And, I think it's just planning just a little at a time. It's who knows where we're going to be at the East Coast? Maybe we want to go up to Canada for 2 months or something. I don't know. Yeah.
On the motorcycle though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out of here. And you've researched how to ship your bike overseas.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do this with DoorDash money.
Well, through the US we can do DoorDash, and then we're going to have to get visas when we go to Europe, obviously. Gotcha. So
what's going to be the plan for income when you get overseas?
Hostels.
Well, income. It's we'd love to work at a hostel and overseas or something like that. But we really want to become bartenders. That's that would be
really?
Cool thing. We like drinking. And yeah. So it's the next natural. We can make money. Yeah,
There you go. I love that.
I have to. I love
that. I'm not mad at that. Let's get it two times. Okay.
Yeah, cheers. But no, we
cheers,
always.
Gentlemen.
Cheers,
gentlemen.
Cheers.
Boom. Cheers.
Boom. Rocking the Trulies.
Local.
But yeah,
keep it classy.
It's funny because I feel like I'm starting to realize too, the more people I meet at hostels, a lot of people that have done the bar scene because I feel everybody's young here, and everybody likes being in bars. And it's why not work there, So, and the one thing I research is that if you want to travel, there's always going to be bars everywhere, no matter where you go. You could be in, the middle of Kansas City and there's nothing to do, or middle of Kansas, farmlands, and there's going to be a bar there, So there's always a job available at a bar.
All over the world. Everyone loves drinking.
Yes, exactly. It's universal.
In my mind, you two are in Tangier somewhere with your own bar.
Oh, that'd be sick. We did talk about owning a bar in California.
Right. We did
I think you guys could do it. Just but in some other far flung place in the world.
That'd be sick.
You that guys awesome. Is like long lost brothers. Yeah. You know, owning your own bar and there's just a bunch of expats coming in.
That
out.
Would be sick. That would in Australia?
Yes.
Yes. that's funny because we do talk about Australia, own a bar, that'd be the best life.
We're talking about. It's get a condo, ride on the beach, surf every morning, and then go to our bar and run it at night. Yeah. What's not to love about that life?
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated.
but it would be cool.
That's a
goal my right there. So here's my question to you, because this is a lot of energy, right? I'm 38, so this is in your early 20s energies. What does 20 years from now look like? Do you think you guys are still gonna have the same energy? Do you guys see yourselves my kids are gonna play at your house, your kids are gonna play at my house, or do you not? What does that look like for you? I know it's a loaded question. Break it down however you want. But
okay, so 20 years from now, honestly, even just starting off doing this, through the U.S., it's brought in so many I don't know. For me, it's I have no idea. It's really we're getting lost just to try to find ourselves because I have no idea where I'm going to be 20 years. I have goal, I have goals in life. I would a relationship, a steady relationship, you know what I mean? But that's a, realistically, I don't know. I have no idea where I'm going to be 20 years. I'm sure I'll still be friends with John, but that's about it. Cause right now we kind of just, we're on the same thing. We're on the same path where it's it's just us two. And that's all we really know. We're just traveling right now. So it's I unless John has
I would say the same thing. I mean, I would like to say where I'd be in 20 years, but I think, if I started this trip and you asked me that question, I probably have this detailed thing that I would say, this is where I want to be 100%. But now that I'm out and realizing it's constantly changing, As I said, I think I'm more open to like whatever comes, comes, you know? And it's like, yeah. I have these goals, obviously, same thing. I have these goals that I want to. And, you know, if I part ways and find some soulmate or something, then fucking great. That's awesome, you know? But, yeah. You know, who knows? I have no idea if that's going to happen, yeah. You know? If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I think we're honestly like up for anything. If yeah. somebody would like give yeah. us a great opportunity to like, yeah. go to Iceland tomorrow, I think we would probably take it.
Cheers. Really?
It's cause, it. Yeah, because I mean, realistically, like, we're just looking for an adventure. We're just looking for something. And that's always been a goal in my life. I just want to live an interesting life, you know? I just want to go and see the thing. I want to just, you know, really try to find myself and just do what I want to do.
Well, I love hearing what you guys are saying. It's very refreshing. I always have felt that the school system right now is kind of teaching kids to be clones,
yeah,
and or to be drones. And absolutely. You guys definitely aren't drones. You're not clones. You're not trying to go the way of the machine. Quote, listeners, you can't see my air quotes, but I see you guys have broken free of what I think is a mold that's trying to be pushed on you. How did you do that? Because I know you had classmates that probably went the way of
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was just about to say, the crazy thing about it is you see all the friends around you. I mean, we were just talking to his brother, you know, and it's just that way. They're like, oh, just any focus on school. And it's like, okay, like, is that what you want? No, but I'll get a good job afterwards. But, you know, usually the people I've seen that try to get jobs after they get a degree, like, they're stuck and they don't know what they're doing and they have this degree, but they don't know what to do with. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, if that's, you know, there's some people that want that and like, that's all for you and that's great. But like, it's the mold, the same thing. It was put in my head too. My mom, go to college. Well, I never really, school was never for me. You know, I realized that fast. And I just like, why go through this when it's something I don't want, you know? And like I said, it for some people, I get it. It's what they want to do, but I figured out very fast it wasn't for me and I wanted to do something different. They didn't want to, I think the biggest thing that we both realized is that we don't want to look back in our life and regret because we've met so many people. I've met so many older, you know, people that I've met, and they're just like, the biggest thing is they didn't travel or they didn't do these certain things when they're my age. And it's like, yeah, the right way to do it is to like settle down, stay at your parents' house and save as bunch of money as you can. But, you know, I would have liked to travel at your age too. I don't want to look yeah. back and be like, oh, I did the smart choice, but not what I wanted. You yeah. know, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to be that person.
They say like, when you have the time, you don't have the money, but when you have the money, you don't have the time. So absolutely. It's like, we know we're resourceful, so we can figure our own shit out. We're not stupid. Like we can figure out how to make money and you know, figure out what we got to do to make it, to travel. But you know, it's just about, I don't know, for us, it's, I guess like when you're talking about like breaking the mold of it, it's just, I like you said, I just see people. I see like, some people in my family or like people, friends that I have or people that I meet that just I've always like my parents too. Like they always were like, and something that I always talk about too is like, they always like, oh, I want to go to Spain. But they've never, you know, they're getting older and it's like, I can see that. And I'm like, when are you guys ever going to go? Cause you guys, I keep telling them that like, you guys need to leave. You guys, you're trying to see, you know, there's all these places you want to see, but you don't go. Not like my dad, you know, it's not like they can't afford to go. You could do it if yeah. you wanted to.
And then,
I mean,
and then you look and then it's just like, you know, they could have, the time that they could have done it, they didn't. And now that they're have these obligations, they don't have that opportunity. So yeah. you're like, now it's like, okay, I'm not going to be that person. Like I said, it just goes back to what I said.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just not, I don't know. We saw people, we saw things in our life and we were like, we want to be different than that because it's not.
We are just very lucky that we saw that early.
Yeah. Like and like, let's say you're lucky because you guys
yeah.
saw it early.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't and we go talk through about 10 it. Years worth of misery exactly. and we doing what you didn't it. Want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We talk about it all the time because we're like, oh yeah, like being 23 and 24 years old to be able to do this and be in an opportunity like this is not, like a lot of people would be like, oh, that's, you know, we would kill to go back in our 20s and go and have, you know, go and do what you guys are doing, which, you know. Yeah, so, we're not taking for granted because it's yeah. it definitely like the only thing we, you know, we can't stop time, you know, so.
It's a small fraction of people that get to do this. That's mm-hmm. We're yeah. very appreciative for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, very, very grateful that we kind of like realized absolutely. This earlier in life.
I love it. So we got to cut the interview off because we're at our time limit. But to those individuals out there who want to be devil's advocates and say that you guys are just young and dumb, what do you say to them?
Oh, man. Probably. I guess if they would say that, I mean, I guess they probably never did it. Cause,
yeah, absolutely. You know, it comes down to, you know, I get that you have the steady job and, you know, you're doing well for yourself. Yeah.
And if that's the right path for you, then yeah. great. Yeah. But it's not the path for us.
Yeah, that comes back to that. It's not what we want to do. We're doing what we want
to
do.
Give me some advice
to give to those individuals who are battling with this decision, battling with this choice to go the route of quote unquote stability, or to go the route of pursuing maybe that great mystery that I think you guys are on? Shoot it out there to the world.
Advice. So I would say just do it. Just stop putting it off. Make plans for what, like set a time, you know, a month from now, I'm going to be gone, or 2 months from now, whatever it is. Take care of your shit in that 2 months, whatever you got to do. And just go. If you have a goal that you've always wanted to do in life, just, you know, set a time limit and then go and do it. Just stop thinking about it and actually take some actionable plans and figure it out and do it.
The thing I can not stress enough is it's actually really easy.
Yeah.
We figure that out. It's actually, once you do it, you're like, oh, I can take care of myself. I'm my own person. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
You could do it. The people out there listening, you could do it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate you. That's some great advice. Listeners out there, take it from Evan and John. Just go do it. Just get on a mic. Just get on a motorcycle and go.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much, man. This has been special.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Be Hostile is a Phubbs Media production. For more information about Phubbs Media or any of our other podcasts, please go to www.phubbsmedia.com. Or if you're interested in having a podcast created for yourself, company, or other organization, you can reach out to us at contact@phubbsmedia.com.